You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky has returned home to Kiwi Farm after selling his wares to the world to find a god-awful mess. There was nothing for it. Oinky called a meeting. Oinky was sick and tired of being lambasted by the sheep week in, week out for things that weren't working, weren't being built, were crumbling, decrepit and broke. And broke was the nub of the issue. Kiwi Farm was broke. It was beyond broke. Squealer had merrily spent and fed all the animals he liked in the 6 years, writing checks his lardy ass had no intention of ever cashing, and now he was happily ensconced in one of Kiwi Farm's most prodigious learning institutions in the southern pasture, with all the cheese rolls he could eat, surrounded by those who loved nothing more than sharing an oat milk single origin organic roasted latte with him and listening to him regale them of tales of the farmhouse in his heyday when the feed was endless and with Napoleon they led with kindness and integrity for any animal who agreed with them. Ah, those were the days in Squealer's eyes. Even better were the days Napoleon was now spending, jauntily travelling from one farm to the next, giving speeches and raking in feed fees that everyday animals back on Kiwi Farm could only dream about. This did not help Oinky's issue one iota at all. So, a meeting of all the key animals was called to try and get a plan set to fix the debacle which now is everyday reality for the animals living on Kiwi Farm. Oinky stood at the end of the table and looked at his team that was gathered. Nikki Sow, Squealer's successor, was there hunched over her clipboard containing the inventory from the central feed silo. Box Brownie, a young pig in charge of roads and paths. Winnie Ben, of course, with his sidekick Jonesy. And Bishy the Boar, who seemed to be in charge of everything, but no one was really quite sure what he did of a day. Next to Bishy was a large Hereford bull, who looked decidedly out of place in the farmyard, and Winky had no idea who and why this bull was there.
All right, everybody. I've called this meeting because the time has come for action. I promised to get the Kiwi Farm back on track. And Nikki, where are we at?
Oinky opened the meeting and looked to Nikki for her report.
Well, Oinky, we've done all the straightforward things, mostly administrative, really. But I've called all the animals working from the pasture back here to work at the farmhouse. They're not very happy, but the reality is we need them here. No more wallowing around at home.
Good. Excellent work there, Nikki. Bishy, who's your guest?
Bishy stood up and introduced his friend. His name was Bob the Bull, and he was a builder. Bishy then lavishly heaped praise on his guest and talked effusively about all the projects Bob had completed, and that Bob was a bull to help get Kiwi Farm back on track. Bob coyly stood up, obviously uncomfortable with all the attention.
Oh, yeah, good morning. As Bishy said, my name's Bob. I'm Bob the Bull. I'm a builder. I've been looking at some of your issues you've got here, and I hate to say it, Winky, mate. It's a bit of a laundry list.
A list most certainly it was, from roads that needed massive upgrades, bridges to rebuild after storms, the interpasture ferries that were well past their use-by date, several vet sheds which desperately needed upgrades, fences that needed mending, not to mention the issue of pipes in the farmyard.
That leaves us the problem of your waterworks, Oinky. Look, I'm not saying this will be easy. Can we fix it? Yeah, we can. But it will take animals, feed,
and as little meddling from you lot around this table as possible. Are you up for it, Winky? Bob concluded, and then sat down. Winnie and Jonesy muttered between themselves. They had long highlighted these issues. Winnie Ben was a donkey, after all. Donkeys live a long time. He peered across to Winky, who was sitting now at the end of the table, looking decidedly pale.
Right there, Bob. Thank you for your thoughts. You've given us a lot to think about. Nikki, when can we start?
Nikki blanched, eyes bulging, swallowed and squeaked.
Let me get back to you on that one, Winky.
And get back to you, we will. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.